No, as you also heard in our news over the last day or so, Quills Retail Limited, which is stores in Killarney and Kenmare, has admitted to tampering with clothes made in Pakistan to claim they were made in Ireland. Quills Retail Limited, trading as Quills 1 in Market High Street, Killarney, and Main Street, Kenmare, was before Killarney District Court yesterday on three summonses by Consumer and Competition Protection Commission. Ring of Kerry and Killarney Ireland sweatshirts had their original Made in Pakistan labels cut and tags were added to give the misleading idea that they were made in Ireland, the court heard. Solicitor Padraig O'Connell, representing Padraig Quill Jr., told the court a guilty plea was being entered on two of the summonses. The court heard on September 18th in Killarney, following a customer complaint. Four officers of the CCPC conducted an inspection of the Killarney premises. They also conducted an investigation in Kenmare on November the 7th, and they found similar scenarios in both stores where Killarney Ireland and Ring of Kerry sweatshirts were made with tags, were there with tags cut to give the impression that they were made in Ireland. The court heard Padraig Quill Jr. emailed the CCPC in January accepting responsibility. His solicitor, Padraig O'Connell, stated a mistake had been made in furnishing instructions to the manufacturer of the tags. These should have said designed in Ireland, not made in Ireland. He added it was a large company employing 80 people and there were no previous convictions. And the tail of the tape, the judge imposed a conviction and a fine of €500 on the first count and awarded costs, which State Solicitor Diane Reilly said would be €1,000, including expenses of the investigation. The second summons was taken into account in relation to that story. Well, Breda Forrest of Radio Kerry contacted Quills Retail and spoke to Padraig Quill Jr. last evening.
Well, the reason was the CCPC did a routine check in one of our stores over 12 months ago. They started off in Bantry in County Cork. They did a full inspection there where they obviously found there was nothing wrong there. They did the same in Glengarriff. They continued onwards into Killarney and Kinmare, and they found a problem with one item which they brought to our attention.
And the item that was brought to your attention was a hoodie that said made in Ireland, but it also had a label saying made in Pakistan. Is that right?
That's correct. It was the same item that the problem was with in both stores. So it was a problem with the labelling on the garment, which we rectified straight away. We seen the problem. We got onto the manufacturer. They admitted that there was a mistake done. And we notified the CCPC straight away that the matter was rectified.
Today in court, Judge David Waters described it as a deliberate attempt to deceive buyers. Would you agree with that characterisation?
I wouldn't agree with it, but like as I said, it was a problem between ourselves and the manufacturer. When they brought it to our attention, we rectified it straight away. I wouldn't say it was deliberate by no means.
The inspector that the CCPC sent into the stores, they said that it looked like it had been cut off. The Made in Pakistan one had been tampered with and the Made in Ireland one had been applied.
No, the garments wouldn't have been tampered with. We received the garments the way they were.
Why were they labelled incorrectly? What happened exactly?
Well, the label that said made in Ireland should have stated designed in Ireland, which we said in court today and which we admitted to the CCPC when they brought it to our attention.
And are you concerned that any other of the products you sell could be mislabeled?
Not at all, no. We carry hundreds of different products and they obviously did a full inspection within our store in Killarney and Kinmare. And as I said, it was the same item the problem was with in both stores, and it was rectified straight away.
And the CCPC, in a statement today, in a press release, they said that this behaviour could harm the reputation of Kerry and Ireland as a tourist destination. What would your response to that be?
Well, I was glad that they brought this to our attention, because the my response to that would be is we've been in business a long time. We do a lot of business with a lot of Irish manufacturers, and it was something that I was glad they brought to our attention. And as I said, we rectified it straight away. I think it was rectified within 24 hours of they bring it to our attention.
And are you concerned that there might be reputational damage caused by this?
I would hope not. As I said, look, we carry hundreds of different products, and this was just a misfortunate incident. And as I said, we rectified it as quick as we could.
Have you had any contact with, you know, you mentioned local producers, and obviously you have other, you're in the heart of Killarney and Kenmare, so would you have any interaction with local tourism partners? You know, have they said anything to you about it?
No, I've had no correspondence from anyone all day.
And then finally, I suppose, are you concerned about it damaging Quill's reputation or brand into the future, and what lessons will the company learn from this?
No, I would hope that there'll be no damage done, but like that, obviously, we just have to be more stringent on checking products and once we receive them from the manufacturers.
And roughly how many people work for Quills?
We'd have over 100 people employed at the moment, and that number will probably go up to maybe about 150 during the summer, where we'd take on a lot of part-time staff.
There you go. That's Padraig Quill Jr. speaking to Breda Forrest of Radio Kerry following that situation in Killarney Court yesterday. The conviction and a fine of €500 on the first count and awarded costs to the state in relation to mislabelling of products.